Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app, that it's going to work okay in that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufyofficial.com/videolock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever, that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/videolock. eufyofficial.com/videolock.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, what's going on, my friends? This show happens coming to you from the Baldwin Ace Hardware Fear Bunker Studio. It is Thursday, April 1st, 2021. The Eric Zane Show podcast begins. I caught it. Still sounds like shit, but I caught it. The Eric Zane Show podcast begins now. Oh, my God.
Hello, this is Rick from TC Paintball. You're listening to The Eric Zane Show, a show where the host makes the audience create intros, complains about them, and then refuses to play the correct ones. And now, because I'm required to, here's Eric Zane.
Thank you, Rick. You're pretty much the unhammered nail. Welcome in. Let's get right after it. Rick, you know what it is about that guy. I love him dearly, but this is the stupid exchange we had. Rick from TC Paintball. So we were playing earlier this week, Smarter Than a Former Drug Dealer Trivia. All right. And it's Dale versus Teo in South Dakota, and the question was, who was second in command on the Starship Enterprise? And Dale said, Mr. Scott. And, Scotty. And I go, no, that's not correct. We're looking for Spock. Now, the questions that I was using was from the very, very, very first edition of Trivial Pursuit. So we're talking 1980s. At the time the question was written, there was no Star Trek The Next Generation or anything like that. It didn't exist. So Teo answers Data. And so I was like, just to be fair, true to the question, I needed to specify it was the first incarnation of Star Trek, with Captain Kirk and The very first one without Picard. And so then I said, no. That's Next Generation. I'm referring to only the very first incarnation of Star Trek. Well, he then gave an answer, got it wrong, so that was it. He didn't know. Okay. So then Rick, now, and Tio ends up winning the prize anyway, so it doesn't matter. I mean, he kicked Dale's ass. Rick hears that, and he writes, first of all, listen to the way he writes his question. How are you going to give Tio a chance at another answer when he answered Data for the Star Trek question? Now, so I read it where it says, how are you going to give Tio a chance? So I think I know what he means, but it's not English. So I write back, read what you wrote and resend in English, moron. And he wrote, it reads fine. Don't sidestep me. And I wrote, well, fine. I can read, moron. So I'll take a crack at it. I'm assuming what you wanted to ask me was, why did you give Tio another chance at the Star Trek question when he already answered Data? That's the way adults write, you know, not with how are you going to give Tio a chance at another answer. Anyway. I wrote, answer. The question was referring to the first incarnation of Star Trek. Thus, I needed an answer from that era. That was said in the game, but you were too high to absorb that. And he wrote, you can't give out clues when they answer wrong, dummy. One of my questions when I won Zoom trivia was, what country has scored the highest pop, has the second highest? He goes into a long diatribe and I'm like, what the fuck? I go, Jesus, go eat some food. Annoying as hell. God, everybody's trying to tell me how to do this damn thing. You know what? I don't necessarily, I won't say that I know everything about this, okay? But fuck, I don't turn around when I show up at TC PayPal and say, this is fucked. You're doing this wrong. Do I do that? No. Why does everybody want to tell me what the fuck to do? Shit. All right. This show comes to you, as I said, from the Baldwin Ace Hardware Fear Bunker Studio, one of several ways you can get it. Thank you very much. If you're watching the video live stream on Facebook, facebook.com/Eric Zane fan page, please share that thing and like it. Thank you. If you're watching on the Periscope video part of Twitter, that's brought to you by Blue Frost IT. Wait a minute. I forgot something. Facebook brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. Twitter brought to you by Blue Frost IT. Retweet it with a snarky comment. Thank you. The almighty YouTube brought to you by F45 in Byron Center, Michigan. Eric Zane Show on YouTube. Please subscribe to the channel. Hit the bell notification and thumbs up. Thank you. Off you go. Also, social media on Instagram brought to you by the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. If you ever want to send me correspondence about something on the show, what you hate, how stupid you think I am, you want to tell me how to run my shit, Eric Zane Show, Eric at Eric Zane Show, via the email. That is the Shoreliners Striping inbox, okay? All right. That's how we do it each and every day. Thank you so much for being part of the live stream. And, of course, if you miss it, that's okay, because the audio podcast is available wherever you download podcasts. And download it to your heart's content. We've been doing this for quite some time. Loving life. Thank you very much for being part of the podcast and patronizing the sponsors when you can. And off you go. I saw yesterday was an odd day because, you know, it's just crazy how quickly the day can change for your old pal Eric, because I was finally digging out from under a pile of work, and you know, it's always a Mount Everest size mountain, and it's never really getting out of that. But each day I try to chip away at these particular things and maybe break free with a little bit of free time. Definitely no complaints, but as I've indicated before, doing the podcast for a living is a huge undertaking, especially when you're a one man show, but you know, you get it done somehow. And that's cool. But lately, I've been getting a lot of these having to adjust each day because something happens. Something comes up, whatever. Dog needs to go. Life, you know, dog needs to go to the vet. Kid's sick, you know, NFK's feet, whatever. Doesn't matter. And, you know, you just shrug that shit off and go deal with it. That's pretty much what everybody deals with, okay? I get a phone call, and I was just getting ready to do the Insane Asylum. I was getting ready to record that, which I haven't even started yet, and I have to have that done today. Oh, boy. And it's the Princess of the Forest, Jacqueline, my oldest daughter. And I know there's always something cooking when she starts with, "Hey, what are you doing?" I'm like, "Well, I'm doing the same thing I do every single damn day, sitting in the studio." She says, "Oh, so," I go, "What? What is it? What? How can I help you?" "Well, I just bought a new kitchen table and chairs, and I need someone to be able to transport it because I don't have a vehicle that," so she wants me to, because I got my dad's truck, the embellisher, I can, I go, "Yeah," I go, "Okay, I'll do that. Yep. No problem. I'm all about it. Just get it done." You know, if there's ever a day that I say, "No, I have to do work related. I have," you know, I try not to let work related stuff, trump family stuff. You know, I mean, even the most benign thing is, you know, picking up a table to me should always, as best as I can, unless I absolutely have to get something done. Those things need to supplant the day-to-day operations of work. Hey, you know, it's just kind of weird. You know, "Oh, sorry, I can't help you because I'm busy doing stuff here." And yeah, we can figure it out. Yes. Let's go do that. Get in the truck. I'm going downtown, and where she lives is just, this is the area of the community where if something bizarre is going to be seen, it's going to be near where she lives. She is not far from some real characters, okay? There's the two shelters that are there. So you've got all these wild card people who, I mean, you never know what you're going to see. She was driving in that area on the way home, remember, just about a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, and the guy's pants were at his ankles, and his huge pecker was standing straight up, and that guy was feverishly taking himself to Pound Town right on the corner of one of the, when she was driving through the intersection, she saw that guy just, oh my God, was he working it up. And she's like, "What the fuck? Oh my God." And she was like traumatized. She called me. She goes, "I just saw a terrible thing." So, you know, it's kind of par. Occasionally you're going to see somebody who might be under the influence of some type of substance that might make him, you know, I can't even begin to think what it's like to be in the throes of that type of addiction. You know, I mean, they make you do crazy shit. There's no question. As I am approaching her residence to pick her up, I see this guy crossing the street who waves at me. He looked to be super friendly. Now, I know the tricks. I know that if he waves at you and you wave back, he will then walk up to the vehicle and say, "Hey, how you doing, man? Hey, you know, I just had my car break down and I need $3 to get to the..." You know, oh, God. It's like, dude, just say, "Look, I want to get so damn high. This is, I would be better. Don't feed me a line. Just say, look, man, I want to get twisted. If you could just give me $3, I could, whatever, get whatever I need to get so I can." He's walking across in front, and he has a silver hair, gray silver hair, and it is probably the most amazing mullet I have ever seen on a human being. It is down to the middle of his back, and it's just incredible. And I think this guy may have been part of the alien population that I've talked about before, how I think that there actually are aliens living on this planet. By the way, June 1 is the day that the government has to release all their UFO information. 2 months away. All right. To the day. Hang on. So I see this guy. He's walking right in front of my truck. And behind him, there's a lady pushing a shopping cart. And she's already waving at me, too. Everybody's waving at me. Everybody's saying hi. Most of the time, everybody tells me to go fuck myself. But these two are waving at me. I do not wave back. I just want to get to Jackie's, pick her up. I know if I wave back, it's going to be, I'm going to be surrounded by all these aliens. And they're going to be like, all right, give me $3. I'm like, look, I don't want to deal with this. I just want to get to where Jackie is, pick her up, and go continue on with my day. This guy is, I got to see the profile of him. I thought he looked, his alien disguise is just lacking. The mullet was good, but the face work on this alien was, okay, he's either an alien or he's done so much cocaine. And he snorted so much cocaine and or heroin or anything else that his nose has collapsed. Have you ever heard about this? People that do so much drugs, they snort so much substances that their face actually, like, implodes. I think, what's that comic's name? Artie Lang. I think he's got an Artie. It might have been Artie. I don't know. I mean, Artie's been through the ringer. I don't know how he's doing right now, but he's always been kind of like, oh, shit. This guy, I'm like, son of a bitch. That nose was flat. And he's happy as a clam, waving at me. Hey, how you doing, Eric? I'm like, if you see him downtown, you'll know it. Long hair, silver mullet, looks to be pretty clean. But this tattered clothes and the face, oh, my God. And then the lady behind him pushing the cart, she's waving at me, too. The friendliest people in the world. My God. Pick up the tack, do our thing. I go, you got to get out of this neighborhood. You've got to move out of here. I don't ever want to hear a story about you walking around alone, okay? At the end of the day, I'm just not comfortable with you when you move to a neighborhood or something, for God's sake. All right? Jesus. Yeah, so that actually happened. That was part of the day, and also all of a sudden, like, the day is completely derailed. It's okay, though. I felt good about it. Got home. Did a couple things, busted out some P90X, felt good about that, and then off to a meeting, picked up my boy Jason, and did our thing. In bed by a little bit after 10. Off to the courthouse today. Today is courthouse day. I thought originally that I was not going to be able to do this podcast on time because I thought I had to be in front of the judge. Well, not me. Jason had to be in front of the judge at 9 a.m., but I completely messed that up. It turns out that the court thing in Holland is until 11:30. So, we're gonna be driving away from here at about 10:30, and then be in front of the judge. Like, what's going on? What's happening? Yeah, this is part of when Jason was not living his best life. Okay, some real questionable decisions, but he's in the process. This should be the final thing he has to deal with. And it's going to result in a fine, and that's probably it. This is the culmination of what we started about a month ago. Remember, I had to miss the podcast because I had to take him to court and kind of like be the moral support as his sponsor in our 12-step program. In case the judge said, so who is this guy? And I'm sitting there in the peanut gallery. Your Honor, I am his sponsor. And, oh, yeah, how's he doing? Well, and then, you know, I provide insight as to how he's doing, and that is very well. And he said, it's okay, Eric. I don't care if you say my name. And he is. He's more than 60 days sober, so that is awesome. And I'm very, very happy. And we go to meetings regularly, and he shares, and he's just got some I'm just very, very happy with how quickly he's been able to turn this around. So the point of all this is this all comes to be because he got in some, I think he got a ticket, didn't pay it, and then didn't appear, and then they took away his license because of this, and they put the bench warrant out for the arrest, and then he got in trouble with breaking into his mom's house because he needed some money. You know, in the throes of addiction, you do whatever you can. You know, it happens all the damn time. That got him arrested, went to jail, gets out. That's when I called. The rest is history. So he's been doing great, though. I mean, he really has. This is the final thing that he's this is concerning the traffic issue, okay? Everything else is taken care of. Everything else is taken care of, so that's good. But today's the day. So, you know, I got to get this podcast done. And, it'll probably be a little lighter in time than what you normally expect on the show. I typically like to go about 2 hours of doing my thing, talking to you. I'll probably quit it a little bit earlier, but that's part of the day. So it should be routine, though. This is the same place where when we walked into the courthouse a month and a half ago or a month ago, they said, would you want any public defender consultation from the lawyer? And I said, no, I got this. You don't need that. You're just going to plead guilty. And then my spider sense was tingling. I go, you know what? I don't know everything. And, you know, I know the audience is like, yeah, of course you don't know anything, idiot. I said, maybe you should talk to the attorney. You know, it's free. It's part of the service that they offer. And they want you to have the best advice legally. And I've exhausted my expertise here. So, yes, talk to the attorney. The attorney goes, no, you don't want to plead guilty. Do not plead guilty. You want to plead not guilty. So he did exactly. And then he gets in front of the judge. And the judge expects Jason to plead not guilty. This is a month ago or so. And so the attorney says to him, okay, yeah, just say you're going to plead not guilty. And then he goes in front of the judge and goes, okay, what do you plead, Jason? And he goes, guilty. And then the judge pauses and looks at him and he goes, are you, he knows what he's supposed to say. Judge goes, are you sure? Jason kind of pauses, and the attorney's looking at him, and she taps him on the shoulder. She goes, no, I told you not guilty. Say not guilty of this.
Oh, yeah, of course. Okay, not guilty.
She goes, okay, all right, we're going to. And then he kicks the can down the road. It brings us to here. I don't understand how this works, but they said, because there was a hold on his license until the fine was paid for the initial infraction, okay? So you pay the infraction, pay an additional $45 to get the hold off, and then you can go get your license, okay? So she goes, yeah, you're going to plead not guilty. Go get your license so you physically have the license and then show up to here. And then because you have your license at that point, they won't take it away from you when you come back here on April 1. But if you plead guilty, you're going to lose your license and you're not going to get it back. So this is important that you say not guilty and then go get your license so that you actually have it. Oh, okay. I guess seems to work. We followed her advice. Off to the courthouse today. I'm sure it'll be an adventure. I'll tell you all about it. Today is the day. There is excitement in the air for Captain Freaking Bizarro. And, you know, I am just tickled at how this has gone. I take very little credit for it. I give credit where it's due. That is the Zaniacs stepping up and saying, we want to help Captain Bizarro. If you don't know, Bizarro's store is a 4,000 square foot store loaded with collectibles, nostalgia, described as retro pop, vinyl records, collectibles, toys, clothing, pop culture, art, fun, gifts, home decor, glass, sports cards and clothing, books, furniture, stage props, costumes, postcards, and photos, all at Cap. So this is the type of place you go in. It's just old nostalgic shit. I described it as like a museum. All right, awesome. So we did for two Saturdays in a row, we helped him organize the store. It's not done yet, okay? There's still plenty of maneuvering inside of the store to make it the way he wants it to look, but a hell of a lot better than what it was because he was just kind of overwhelmed. I guess life had just kind of gotten in the way of that. So I'm just excited that the Zaniac said, hey, we want to help. Tell them that we want to help. And I go, hey, Bizarro, they want to help. Let's schedule a little play date, okay? And his personality is such that he's just got, for a 60-year-old dude, he's like a kid, okay? He really is like a kid. He's got a lot of excitement, and he takes nothing for granted. I'll say this about him, and just a really, really fun, joyful spirit. And he was extremely receptive to the help,
And we did our best. And so now the storage kind of walk in, a little bit more organization to it. And it was not the easiest thing in the world because, again, you don't throw anything away inside of Captain Bizarro's. Everything has value to him. And, you know, he's trying to sell this stuff to people. So there you go. Today is the grand reopening. 1 p.m. is when he's going to open up at Captain Bizarro's. And he's going to open up from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. on Friday as well. Saturday, noon to 4. So, you know, kind of a limited thing. But if you got a minute, go on in there, say hello. You'll be say, hey, Eric Zane told me to drop by. And I think he's going to do great. I'm just happy that he got that up and running. I don't know, man. It just kind of captivated everybody, all the people that came out and said, we want to help Bizarro. Oh, my God. So I think we'll be going back there and doing more fun things with him and just helping him out as he gets the store up and running. It is on the northwest side of Grand Rapids, 442 Leonard Street. So on Leonard, which runs east and west, it's on the south side of the street. 442 Leonard Street, northwest. If you look up Captain Bizarro's Treasure World on Facebook, you'll see it there. I did a Facebook post just last night before I went to bed. And his Facebook page is tagged in it if you want to check him out. So good luck, Tim. You'll do great. Hope people go on in there. There was a remarkable amount of foot traffic. There's probably like 10, 15 people that have come in when we've been there. And the store wasn't even open, you know, but still people see the place and like, what's going on in this place? What is happening here? So head on over there and say hello. All right. Today is the day, also April Fool's Day. Michael Strahan, I'm expecting word any time now that he was goofing on everyone. If you saw this, the video was going around of Michael Strahan supposedly going to some dental professional saying, you know, I need to get rid of this gap in my teeth. Well, that's very suspect because just a week ago, Strahan was saying, I love who I am and I don't mind the gap in my teeth, which is great. I mean, how do you not love that type of mentality? I said this on the Patreon. If there's anything he needs to correct, it's the frickin' lisp. Okay, that needs to change. I don't mind so much the gap. Okay, it's the lisp that drives me cuckoo. For some reason, I'm one of these people that when people speak funny and don't speak perfect like I do all the time, I get annoyed. I get really annoyed with people who speak fucked. So, you know, try to fix that, won't you? But in the stupid video, he's like, it just seemed fishy to me. It just seemed really, really fishy. And then when he showed his smile, it was corrected mouth with these veneers. It just looked like shit. It just looked horrible. It looked really, really bizarre. And his teeth were much bigger than what they needed to be for his mouth. And it looked unnatural and fake, super fake. So I don't know. Maybe he is going to stay with it, but I expect at some point this morning there will be him like reaching into his mouth on the camera and pulling off the veneers and April Fools. And everybody goes, ah, but the thing is, everybody has seen this one coming. If you were to look if you searched Michael Strahan teeth, every story for the past 36 hours has been Michael Strahan fixes teeth day before April Fool's Day. So it's kind of like everybody's seeing it coming. Who is a basketball player that has the unibrow? Isn't there a basketball player that has a giant eyebrow? And he, like, I think it was last April Fool's, he said he shaved it. And everybody's like, oh, my God, what are you doing? That's your trademark. Don't do that. All right. Coming up today, radio host Dave Ramsey is a real ball breaker to work for. Wow. Oh, my God. As I said in the text on the live stream, a super pissed off Karen at a Pizza Hut. This lady, wow. And there's video that accompanies this. I'll play you the audio, but you got to see it for yourself because of the temper tantrum. She actually at one point stomps her foot like a little kid. I couldn't believe how fucking immature this stupid bitch was, freaking out about a pizza. Really, really bad. She even was so pissed off, she took the pizza and threw it at the guy who sold it to her. And it's like 8,000 degrees and the molten cheese burns his arm. And she threw it in his face and said, make me another one. And he's like, what? What the fuck are you doing? Okay. Watch out for the screaming boy with no pants strung out on LSD. Oh, my God. Kid's okay. But, man, can you imagine in that household? You got a kid. He leaves the house. He's whacked out on LSD, rips off his pants. His fucking little peckers hanging out, screaming on the side of the road. Cops like, oh, no, what are we doing here? What a terrible thing. You want to shoot him? Yeah, no, we better not. No, we better not. A man is charged with molesting an alligator. What? How could that possibly be? It is strange. I don't understand the charge, but that's what's happening. And celestial excitement right here on the planet Earth. I am just so happy. Brought to you by MB Distributing. As you know, Mike Ball hates celestial excitement, so I decided to give him a free sponsorship with his business, MB Distributing, distributor of Little Debbie Snacks, because he hates it so much. And you know what? Frankly, Mike Ball, I think you're kind of a bitch because, you know, I've been on time, 8 a.m. sharp, for the past several weeks now. I mean, I have made this a regular thing. This is the longest stretch of on-time starts that I have ever had on this show. And when I made the announcement that I would have a regular show today starting at 8 a.m., even though I suggested on the Patreon that I wouldn't because of the court thing that I thought was early, you made the comment, well, that means if it's the regular time, it's 8:07. You clearly have not been checking out the show. So, you know, in your fucking face, very punctual these days, okay? Very, very punctual. I'm not saying that that's going to last forever. You know me. It's probably going to fall off at some point in time. And if we get an email of the day, I don't know if we will. I have nothing right now. But if we do, it will be between now and the end of the show, eric@ericzaneshow.com. The live stream and the open of the show brought to you by some of my sponsors, Blue Frost IT. My gosh. So here's how it works with Blue Frost IT. If you're at home, you got your family, you got your desktop or your laptop and, you know, your computer setup. Blue Frost IT can repair whatever tech issues you're having with your computer setup. Okay. Whether that be a new power supply, you want a solid-state hard drive installed, whatever it is, Blue Frost IT can do that, okay? Let's say you're in the business sector or your company or you work for the man who's like, hey, man, we need to upgrade our equipment here. Suggest Blue Frost IT because what they do is they show up to the business or your business and they do a complimentary consultation because, you know, the boss is like, well, these computers are out of date. And why don't you tell me what it looks like to you? And Alan's going to go, well, look at this firewall is a disaster. These printers are ancient. Your network is completely in shambles. And these computers are just an absolute mess. They can't even be updated. Yeah, you need a lot of work. Tell me what you do in the business. Alan's going to say, well, we do this, 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 and this. And he goes, okay, so you're going to need this type of capability, this, this, and this. Okay. And then he's going to go back, price it all out for you. And then he's going to say, this is how much it's going to cost to completely update everything you just talked about with new gear. All right. So where do I sign? And then he's going to go. He's going to price it all out, buy it for you with your money, of course, and then help you set it up. That's part of what they do at Blue Frost IT, getting your business up to speed from a tech standpoint. Then there's the managed IT service provider services, which I utilize. Basically, you pay these folks some money each month, and you have your own IT department on call. This is extremely important for small and medium-sized businesses, because typically they can't afford an IT department. But you can afford Alan at Blue Frost IT, okay? He doesn't need insurance. He doesn't need a parking pass. He doesn't require that big-time wage that you're going to pay that nerd who just sits there and looks at porno in the IT department for whatever business that you have. Get rid of that shit and hire Alan. 616-285-50 for Blue Frost IT or reach out info@bluefrostit.com for more information. Dale is back.
That's right, Zane. I want to start marketing. It's summertime. Let's get some power washing business going.
Dale and, of course, Superior Cleaning and Power Washing. Two-headed monster. If you have a restaurant that needs regular cleaning, okay, Dale does this at Superior Cleaning and Power Washing. Hire Dale to make your restaurant spotless. That's who'll do this for you. Superior Cleaning and Power Washing. If your home or your business needs power washing services, this is who you call. Superior Cleaning and Power Washing, LLC. Call Dale right now, 231-740-4098. 231-740-4098. 231-740-4098. Let's see. I bet you right now he's screwing. His sexual prowess is undeniable. Say that again.
What's up, buddy?
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good, man. Living the dream. Just getting up.
I was just
work last night.
Yeah, I was just talking about Superior Cleaning and Power Washing with the audience about how you're back and you're ready to get after it.
Yeah, back to summertime. I'm already booked up. I actually start power washing Monday for the first time of the year, and I'm already booked 4 out of 5 days. So if you want appointments, quotes, estimates, call now, because last year I got booked 5 weeks out at one point. There was 5 weeks before I could get to your house.
Yeah, so don't go to sleep on this. Call Dale, 231-740-4098, and Dale might pick it up just like he did with me, and or it might go to the voicemail. He'll call you right back. Very, very hard worker. You will not be let down. And Dale's price will beat anybody else, okay? And you're helping a fellow friend. Dale has worked very, very hard to turn his life around. And I'm just so very, very proud of him. So if you fit the description of needing a power washing, or if you have a restaurant you need cleaned on the regular, Dale can do all of that.
Yep. Like you said, I do sleep very little in the summer. So if I miss your call, I will get back to you immediately. I turn my ringer off for my little, like, 2 and 2 precious hours of sleep. So I will call back immediately when I wake up.
If you had
a message.
Now, Dale, in addition to your hard work and effort, you're also known for your sexual prowess. If you had to choose between sleeping or having sex, what would you choose?
It's a no-brainer. I mean, my wife is gorgeous. There is a 0% chance I would not have sex. I would not sleep for a week just to have sex once.
Wow, what a wonderful relationship you two have. It's just so
amazing,
fantastic.
Man.
And, you know, just how far that you guys have grown as a couple. I mean,
yeah.
It's just a wonderful, wonderful, healthy relationship. I'm very, very proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you. And I get all the praise, but people have to remember Sarah was struggling at 1.2. Her battle was different than mine, but she's been sober 10 days longer than me, man. She's a miracle. You know, the chances of both of us recovering are so slim. We're so slim. They get better every day. Once you get to 3 years, 2 years is another milestone where you start to have a lot better success rate. 5 is another big one. We're coming up on 3. Both of us will be 3 in July, but
wow.
just me alone to recover from meth, and meth is 2%. Heroin is probably less. I haven't seen the statistics, but could you imagine what the recovery rate for meth and heroin is?
If
meth is 2% recovery rate.
Well,
it's crazy.
You know, not only were you addicted to those things and have been fighting this fight and turning your life around, but you also made a living dealing those things. And so, you know, I mean, it's really an upset, I think, that you're on the straight and narrow, frankly, Dale.
Yeah. It's such a better life. I mean, I don't I don't regret my life because I wouldn't have got here without it. I would have loved an easier way. And then not to be so, I like when people say in our club that I guess I might be tougher than them because I could take more pain. Like they didn't have to get beat up as much as I did. I wish I wasn't so tough sometimes. I could have got here sooner, but look where it's got me. You know what I mean? I'm so blessed, man. God is so good to me right now. It's such a beautiful life.
Yeah. I mean, Dale, have you ever been hit with a baseball bat?
Yes, I got my arm broke with a baseball bat. How did you know that?
I just threw it out there because you've lived a very, a lot of interesting things have happened to you because of your lifestyle.
My cousin hit me with a baseball bat. I sold them. I was doing some coke with them. I was sniffing it. This was years ago in like, I don't know, 99, 98. So I was selling them coke and I'm sniffing lines with them, but they're smoking crack, right? So I get done. I'm done. And I leave, but they keep going for like 2 days. So I keep going over to their house now and serving them. I've been to bed. I'm normal again. You know what I mean? So I'm serving these guys. So the last time I go over there, their friend gets on the phone and is like, don't come over here. They've lost it. They're fucking 3 days up smoking crack. Don't come over here. I'm like, that's my cousin. I'm coming. Don't worry about it. I go over there and hand them the quarter ounce of coke, which is 7 grams, you know, $350 at the time. And I'm going to give it to them. They can pay me later. Yeah. And they're so whacked out. It's like, you're trying to rip me off. I'm like, listen, I'm fronting you the shit. Like, how am I, you're going to pay me later. And they start fucking, you know, I think they're basically, they're probably trying to get down on me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they're so fucked up. And we start arguing. And I punch the one dude because he's running up on me.
Yeah.
And he kind of drops, they're brothers. They're like a year apart, right? Mike and Tim are their names. So I start fighting the one dude, and when I drop him, his brother comes around the corner. Now, one of them is a DJ, and he's got these big, huge house speakers, you know what I mean, for his DJ business?
Sure.
And they're standing right by each other with about 18 inches between them, and they're like 2 foot deep. So there's a hole 18 inches wide, 2 foot deep in him, and I'm fighting the dude, and his brother comes around the corner with a baseball bat, and he swings at full speed, and I put my arm up, my right arm, and blocked it, and then I jumped in between the speakers because I was too far away from the door to get away, and he fucking hit the speakers so hard that wood splinters are going douche, douche everywhere, like the speakers are breaking apart, and the guy who told me not to come jumps on him, says, get the fuck out of here, get the fuck out of here. So I jump out the door. I had a guy bring me, he had a pickup truck, and I jumped in the bed of the truck. He's like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm screaming, fucking go, go, and they both come running out the door with bats, and I'm in the back of the truck, and stupid's not moving yet, so they start trying to beat me in the back of the fucking bed, but he finally gets it. What's going on? You know what I mean? He's trying to rob me, so he fucking urks, get off down the road, but the road is a fucking one-way, a dead end. So we got to turn around at the end and drive back through him a second time. And I'm still in the back of the truck.
Holy
and
shit.
My arm has a U in it.
Oh.
When I look at my arm, my forearm has a U. Like it goes straight and then a big dip and then a U.
Oh, my God.
Listen, it took about 9 months for my arm not to be bruised. And I'm not exaggerating.
Shit.
It turned. It had a lump the size of a baseball.
Did you go to the
hospital? Yeah, I went to the hospital.
Okay.
But I didn't. I took the cast off myself about 2 weeks later.
Oh, shit.
I took the cast off. And it turned like, I mean, I've never seen so many colors in a bruise. I'll never forget how just disgusting.
Yeah,
it had this big lump the size of a softball.
My God! Now, is a cousin? Is he still on drugs?
Okay, so a sad story. I've made up with him, man. You know what I mean? They were high. I made up with him a few years later, and he wound up robbing some houses, going on this big D&E ring for crack, and he got 4 years of prison. I saw him in prison. We were in Coldwater together. He was a military guy for a long time, served in the Iraq, the first Desert Storm.
Yeah, yeah,
the guy was a hero, man. He, you know what I mean? Just drugs got him.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I see him there, you know, I tell him I love him. I had seen him in the streets, but we hadn't really talked that much.
Yeah.
So I tell him I love him. I give him a hug. We don't really talk to each other because he's into his military doing his bit alone. You know what I mean? He's doing it alone.
Okay.
He don't talk to nobody, barely runs every day and hits the gym and that's it.
Holy shit.
So then he gets out. 30 days later, I see him when he gets out in a, no, I didn't see him out. 30 days later, he gets caught up in a, E&E ring, he gets 12 years.
Oh.
The parole office puts a tracker on his car because there's so many B&Es that they can't figure out home invasions. They can't figure it out. So the state police call the parole office in the area where the home invasions are happening and say, hey, we're having some trouble. Do you guys have anybody released? They're so desperate to stop this because she's doing like 10 a day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like everywhere, just a rash of like, the city's on alert, you know what I mean? So
right.
The parole officer runs the files and says, yeah, this dude, they do home invasions. They put GPS tracking on their car while they report him,
sure,
and not tell him and follow him to a house and that he broke into, and he gets caught for like fucking, you know, 16 of the 100 B&Es that he did in 30 days.
Wow, yeah.
And they gave him 12 years. I seen him in jail, and he said, Dale, I might as well. I said, damn, dude, you did 4 years. Now you're going back for 12, because I was going back for selling dope, too. And we were in the same cell for a minute, and he said, I might as well, the saddest thing I ever heard, he said, I might as well be in prison, because when I'm out, I'm in prison anyways by my addiction.
God.
I can't live
Holy
like that.
Shit.
I'd rather be in prison. He did the 12 years. He got out 6 months ago. He's been back in prison for 4 years. He got 15 years. He was smoking crack within 2 weeks.
Fuck, man.
Yep. Smoking crack within 2 weeks.
I don't know why.
Yep. Is that crazy, man? You do 12 years away from crack, and within 2 weeks, well, he went right back to dating the same fucking prostitute girl he was dating.
Holy
he went right back
shit.
To hanging out with his brother who was smoking crack, who dated his girlfriend for 12 years while he was gone.
My
you
God.
Know what I mean? He didn't change a fucking thing, man. Nothing.
Wow.
Sad
you
story,
know,
man.
That's,
I love
that's,
the dude. He's a good guy,
yeah.
man. He just... You get guys on drugs or different.
Yeah,
I just got a call today from a guy right now, like fucking 5 minutes ago, a call from a guy I've known for forever saying, hey, can I go to a meeting with you? What can I do? I'm really, really struggling. And I told him, yeah, we'll go to a meeting later today and try to get it together from there.
And he's not sober right now?
He's sober this morning. His wife caught him this morning before he was going to get high and said, if you get high today, we're going to divorce. And he reached out to me, and I just told him, you know, basically, I don't know how to get sober, but I know a way to.
Has he gone to meetings in the past?
Never been to a meeting in his life.
This is his first meeting. Today's his first meeting.
It'll be his first meeting today. Yep, we'll have a first step meeting for him today. And,
okay.
You know, hopefully, you know, he'll do the 90-90, and that's important. 90-90 is a game changer. You know, it lets you know the program and gets it inside you a little bit, see that it works.
Dale, I love you, man. I'm really proud of you.
Love
okay,
you,
buddy?
Man. All right. Thank you, Z.
I'll talk to you down the road, okay?
All right. Yeah, thank you,
buddy.
Bud.
Hey, give my best to that guy. Tell him I'm thinking about him.
Of course, buddy. Of course, man. Love you, man.
Okay,
bye.
Man. Talk to you. There you go. /Dale. What a fucking character. Holy shit. You know, Dale has seen it all. Heard it all. Done it all. Oh. Man, the book that guy could write. Man, isn't that incredible? A lot going on there, a lot to process. That all came to be because I was talking about Superior Cleaning and Power Washing. By the way, I have one more I wanted to mention, and then I want to play you the Pizza Hut Karen. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, thank you to them. If you are going to get your vehicle fixed in West Michigan, this is who you want to call. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, NEV. Thank you so much. For anything at all that you need done with your vehicle, domestic, Asian, European, just no Volkswagen or Volkswagen, okay? Thank you to Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid. They are just off 44th Street, a side street called Stafford, which is three blocks east of U.S. 131. Right on Stafford is where Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid is in West Michigan. Okay, Pizza Hut Karen, let's get to this. Fort Worth, Texas. All you need to know is she's pissed off. She's paying for the pizza. Picture this in your brain. She's pissed, and then she takes the pizza, the whole pizza, and throws it at the guy. He's pissed and says, get the fuck out of here, you idiot. And she goes, oh, yeah, you threw it at me. But it's not the case. You can see it because there's another customer recording the whole thing. She threw it at him. And so she says, make me another one. Fuck you. Make me another one. this blows up that the guy, the young guy that she was arguing with, he ends up getting out of the mix, and the manager comes in and tries to calm her down. She actually, at one point, I swear to God, stomps her foot like a little baby. Listen to this sick bitch, Karen. You know, Karen, it all started with the idea, let me talk to your manager. You know, that was part of the meme. I need to talk to the manager. She actually says, I need to talk to the manager. Listen to this.
Do I have to call corporate right now in front of your store?
Do I have to call corporate right now?
Hey, goddamn piece of shit! You don't cuss at me!
Get the fuck out.
I'm
calling the cops.
Yeah, you go ahead.
Get the fuck out.
I'm gonna fucking call your manager. And that's why you're gonna find something
to me. Get the fuck out of the store!
You don't cuss at me, you goddamn piece of shit!
At this point, so she was screaming at the guy, the kid. The kid's like, yeah, fuck, get the fuck out of here. I'm calling the cops. And she goes, you don't yell at me. You don't talk to me like that. And she's talking to him like that. So then this guy comes in and he calls me. He's like, ma'am, you can't do this. You can't yell at our employees. You can't. She walked behind the counter. Okay, so he's like, ma'am, you know, seriously, I got to call the cops if you keep this up.
Corporate number for Pizza Hut.
Okay. She hits Siri. Corporate number for Pizza Hut. What an asshole.
Step back, please.
Please. I want my pizza remade right now. Ma'am? He threw that at me, and I thought he was going to dump something at me. I want a remake now!
Did you hear that? I want a remake now, and stomps her foot.
I thought he was going to dump something at me. I want a remake now! And you're cussing at me, and calling me a bitch, and throwing pizza at me, and trying to throw pizza at me.
You threw pizza at me.
No, you tried to throw the pizza at me.
That's not true.
Your manager is going to see this video. Your manager is going to see the video. I want my pizza remade. I want to talk to another manager.
Step back.
No, but I'm calling corporate on Jordan Becker because he called me a fucking bitch and trying to throw pizza at me.
Yeah.
It should be okay to be able to slug her right in the teeth.
I'm yelling at our employees.
It should be okay to drag her out and just curb stop her.
That's not optional for us. That's our corporate policy. Yelling at us and come behind the counter.
What an asshole. Can you imagine if she's there with her kids or her husband and they're just like so browbeaten that they don't even try to get her out of there? They're just sitting there going, oh no, it's happening again. It's happening again. I am reasonably sure that when I was a little boy, I ate lots of spit from people spitting in the food because of my mother. God rest her soul. And I've told this story before, and there have been times when I've told this story, and my beloved stepfather, Wally, has been listening, and he's called me after the show and said, I am so glad you told that story about your mother, because she does that with me all the time. My mom would, she would so treat people at restaurants poorly. And it was restaurants, and the lady who would be scanning your groceries at the checkout, but because this is back in the day when they got to take the thing and they got to like punch the number in on the keypad and you know, it's all manual, takes forever. And my mom would sit there and stare. She would know the price of everything and would stare at what she was putting in. And then when she'd pay for it, the receipt would come and she'd get the receipt and compare it to every single thing in the cart while all the big line, the lines like filling up behind us. There's people everywhere. They're getting frustrated and stuff. We're at Farmer Jack. And I'm like, oh, fuck, man. I'm like 9 years old, 10 years old. My mom is in a shitty mood all the damn time because my dad left and she didn't have any damn money. And my dad was struggling to pay the child support. And so my mom doesn't have a dime to rub together, but she got to get the fucking food. And so she's just painstakingly going over the amount she paid, thinking that the lady ripped her off. So it's getting into her own head. And she's like, hold on. You see this? You did this wrong. And it was always dripping with condescension when she'd say it to these people. She's like, hold on. And she's like, I'm like, oh, no, man. Ma, come on. Let's just get the fuck out of here. Who gives a shit that you paid 15 cents more for the frickin' Twinkies? Let's go. Come on. Oh, my God. So she would browbeat whoever's working at the cash register. And then at the restaurant, if anything went wrong or she just... I mean, these cheery people would walk up, these wait staff, say, hey, how are you, ma'am? How are you? And then at some point, even just the slightest thing goes wrong or even just my mom would, she would get annoyed with them, and she'd start talking very, very slow. Okay, so if she says an order for the food at the sit down restaurant, and then my mom would say, "Can you repeat that?" She'd say, "Can you repeat that back for me?" And then the lady would say it, and by God, if the lady made any mistake and didn't say exactly what my mother said, my mom would go, "No, no, 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 no. I said steak, medium, seasoned with sea salt, mushroom sautéed on top, not the side. Mashed potato rolled in sea salt, sour cream on the side." It was just like that. Can you imagine? And I'm like, "Oh, fuck, shit. This is going to get spit in. This guy, there's no way. Spit, shit. This is going to have jizz. I am eating jizz. Thanks, Mom. Thanks for the jizz. I'm a 10-year-old semen-eating boy. Thanks, Mom. This is great. Oh, yeah, it's so good. No, thanks, Mom. This is so awesome. Thank you so much. This is great." Oh, my God. Why do people treat people in the food industry like this? You must not. Yeah, demand a remake. You know how much of that pizza, the remake, would be like rubbed on the floor and given back to this crazy bitch? Oh, my God. Oof. That is terrible. Okay. Let me see if we got anything coming in on email. I got a number of people that are listening to this. Thank you so much for being part of the live stream. Usual suspects. Very, very cool. Josh says, "LOL, this explains a lot, Eric." I'm telling you, this affected me. Man, I'm telling you, it was really, really bad. Adam says, "Aim low for snarky so you never go full condescension." Yeah, oh boy. I don't know. I just try to keep it above board all the time with these food workers. I don't think it helps anybody when you're, oh God. No thanks. That lady just lost her mind. Holy shit. Okay, moving on. Dave Ramsey, you might know this guy from the radio. He does this show. I actually like the show. Southern charm to him. A very, very common sense, pragmatic approach to money and savings. And I actually like it because you get people that call up and it's like Dave's like, "Hey, let's go to so-and-so in Charleston. Welcome to Dave Ramsey Show. Hey, Dave. Hey, how are you? Look, I want to go over a couple things with you, man. I'm struggling to save some money." "Okay, tell me what's up." "Well, I'd like to be able to retire a millionaire, but I'm far from it right now." "How much savings do you have right now?" "Nothing." "How much do you have in your emergency fund?" "Zero." "How much money do you make a year?" $25,000 a year." "Okay, yeah, we're going to have to increase that income at some point." Yep, definitely have to increase that income. But anyway, it's not impossible. How much do you have any credit card debt?" "Yeah." "How much?" $55,000. At what interest rate?" "25%. "Okay, well, that's terrible. How about cars?" "Yeah, I got a Cadillac Escalade. Brand new. That's a $7,000 a month payment." You know, shit like that. These stupid people. And he's like, "Look, I think we found a snake in the grass. You're a dumb shit." Click. Ramsey Solutions. And then he goes from town to town and he does these clinics about what is it called again? Financial Peace. Financial Peace University. Very, very good. I do recommend, if you ever want to get out of debt, Dave's program is great. It's also faith-based. Dave is super lockstep with the Bible. Like, I mean, everything about the Bible, Dave's all about it, you know? And he definitely walks the walk and talks the talk. And then, you know, Dave drives expensive cars, but it wouldn't surprise me if he paid cash for all those cars. He's got an absolute juggernaut of a radio network. I don't fault any of that. I mean, Dave's worked very hard. He was in the shitter, too. There was a time when he was flat broke, Dave Ramsey. So he figured this shit out about how to do it, and then now he tells other people, created the radio show. He's charismatic. He's fun. I like Dave Ramsey. I really do. This is a tough guy to work for. And here's why, because I just found out about this. He got sued by a lady who he fired. The lady says she was fired because she got pregnant, which is discriminatory. You cannot do that. And Dave said, no, that's not true at all. I didn't fire her because she got pregnant. That's bullshit. And they go, well, what did you do? Because this is in a lawsuit that just came out in Tennessee, U.S. District Court for the Middle District of Tennessee, alleging that he violated the Family Medical Leave Act and discriminated against her because of her sex. This lady, Caitlin O'Connor, was hired in 2016, worked as an administrative assistant to the Information Technology Department prior to her termination for Dave's network. And he's like, no, hell no, wait, I didn't fire her because she got pregnant. I fired her because she had sex before marriage. That is what he fired her for. And Tennessee is a at-will state. You can be fired in Tennessee for anything, no questions asked. Tough shit. In Tennessee, the way the law is written, that's the way it goes. If you don't follow the rules of the employer, you're out. So, but this isn't the only person this has happened to. There have been many people that Dave has fired who's he's found out that they've had sex out of marriage. Like, they're not married. Like, if you are dating someone and he finds out, like, let's say, you know, at Ramsey Solutions, you go up to get coffee and, you know, there's a guy standing there and Dave can smell your dick. Dave's like, hey, I think your dick smells like pussy. Shit, you're fired. Fuck you. You're out. You're not married. What the fuck are you doing having sex? I wonder if there's actually dick smelling that happens at Ramsey Solutions at some point. All right, everybody, drop your pants. Let me smell your dick. See if you had sex. Holy shit. My God, that's exactly what's happening there. He's been firing men and women for years for having sex. They say that they've fired at least 8 employees for doing this exact thing in the past 5 years, in addition to her. And most of them were not pregnant at the time. 5 of them were men. So he's like, well, it has nothing to do with sex discrimination. It's if you had sex, I follow the Bible. So God forbid you find out, hey, you murdered somebody. Get the fuck out of here. Can you imagine if he said, no, you can stay. You've murdered somebody. You can stay. The thing about the Bible is, though, I mean, if that's your rule book, I mean, there's, I don't know. I mean, to me, it's not up to me to judge Dave Ramsey about how he runs his business if he's basing it on the Bible. But, I mean, I would think that there might be some type of loopholes that you could maybe make it so. I mean, Ramsey better be on the straight and narrow. If you're Dave Ramsey, you better be 100% sure that you're not doing anything that is not on the straight and narrow and walking that fine line. Because if he does anything at all that goes counterintuitive to the Bible, somebody's going to, that's a glass house. Like, holy shit, man, he is living in an enormous glass house. The company said that it does not maintain an exhaustive list of conduct that can lead to employee discipline because it is neither practical nor required, but over time, specific rules have developed to address employee conduct. One is that defendant does not allow employees to engage in premarital sex. My God. In a motion to dismiss, the company said that it is legal for private for-profit employers to fire employees for any reason so long as it is not discriminatory or retaliatory. The company said that O'Connor was aware of the policy because of an email she sent to the company's senior director for human resources. The email said that O'Connor understood, quote, being unmarried and expecting is frowned upon here. So she knew it. According to the brief, the company's attorney said that the email is nothing more than an acknowledgement of defendant's premarital, because how else could she have gotten pregnant? Defendant's premarital sex ban and admission that she violated it. My God. Hart, I mean, what are you going to do? There's nothing you can do here. Holy shit. Kenny says, if anyone should be canceled now, it's Dave. No sin is greater than any other. Shameful. This is spreading judgmental hate, he says. Well, I mean, I don't know what else in the Bible they could be, what mistakes they could be making. I mean, if you're right. No sin is greater. If that's the case, if anyone within Ramsey Solutions is divorced, they're out, right? Kenny says I'm not wrong, and I agree with you, but that would mean that you actually have to have like someone at the place giving, you know, asking them about sin. What if no sin in that, and I do believe that. I believe exactly what you're saying. So if I have lustful thoughts about Jenny in accounting at Ramsey Solutions, okay, I should be fired, you know, whatever. There's a million and one reasons to be fired. I think that I wish, to me, this is a mistake on Dave's part. He can say what he wants, but I think that Dave being the judge on this is also sinful. I think Dave should fire himself for being judgmental, because it's not Dave's job to be judging people. Dave isn't the judge. The judge, well, you know who the boss is here. And we're all fucking idiots. We're all just trying. It's not perfection. That we are not perfect. We're just practicing all the damn time. And it's a work in progress. Jason says her number is 867-5309. Ha ha! Jenny, who can I turn to? You guys want me to sing? No. It's not Dave's judge. It's above his pay grade to be the judge on these things. So I think he's wrong to do that. He said she should kick that can down the road and say, hey, we don't really like that here. But it's not my place to judge you, because it's above my pay grade here at Ramsey Solutions. What is up with Dave? He says Zane sucks. Hey, Dave, thank you. Welcome. Appreciate that. No, you can't be the judge, man. Dirk says, I'd fight that in court. It's only premarital sex if you're getting married. Yeah, I don't know if that will work in Tennessee, because I think it has something to do with the state. I forgot the exact terminology, how they described it in another article I read on this exact same thing. It's an at-will state, and that any employer can fire you for anything at any time. So, unbelievable. Still like his radio show. Dave's all about tithing and 10%, which, you know, I mean, that's in the Bible too. And Dave's all about, all right, save your money, make more money, be smart with your money, give 10% to charity, give 10% away to the church or charity or something like that. Tithing, giving away, which to me is a good thing. I don't do it. I have done it in the past. I don't do it now because I can't. He's like, yes, you can. Yes, you're fired. All right. I'd love to help your business. If you would love to be on board with the Eric Zane Show podcast, I would love to be able to put you in a marketing plan that is great for your business. Introduce you to my audience. Last month, I had 23,000 minutes viewed on Facebook. okay? And not to mention the YouTube stream, the Periscope video stream, not nearly as big, but still, it has an audience. And then, of course, the audio podcast, where I touch thousands of people each and every month. I would love to be able to talk about your business. And if you're thinking, well, it could never work. I'm not that big. I have never, ever not been able to put somebody in a marketing plan. Try me. Let me do that. Let me figure that out for you. Eric at ericzaneshow.com. If you would just like to know more about it, okay? I'd love to tell you more. Thank you to the organization Gift of Life Michigan. April, this month, is involving getting the word about getting the word out about living donation, which obviously, if you don't know, I did do that, donated a kidney. And my opinion of this is that it is really not nearly as big of a deal as you might think. For the months leading up, the 6 months that led up to me giving away the kidney, I had moments of, oh my God, I'm scared, I'm worried, what's going to happen? And it was like nothing happened. It's like nothing happened. It has worked out so beautifully. And I can't encourage you more. If you are even thinking just a little bit that this might be for you, getting tested doesn't really do anything. It just takes a little bit of your time and just a little bit of your blood. And then once you're tested and you figure out whether or not you're a viable candidate, you can then think about it a little more. That doesn't mean you're committed to anything. That's what I'm stressing here. Gift of Life Michigan. Also, they want you to be a organ donor in the event that you pass. Okay. So what you do is you go to their website, which you can find when you go to ericzaneshow.com and click on the Gift of Life Michigan logo. Please do that. It'll take you right to the my page, and then you can register with the Organ Donor Registry. Your organs inside of you can save the lives of up to 8 people. Please consider that, and thank you, Gift of Life Michigan. In fact, later on this month, I will be inviting Jeffrey, who I donated the kidney to, and one of my pals from Gift of Life Michigan to talk about this exact thing on a live stream that we will have on, you know, Facebook, Twitter, just like I'm doing this, to talk about this exact thing to coincide with the month of April. So there you go. Thanks again to Cornhole America. I finally got a hold of the ultra busy Jason at Cornhole America. And here's what I found out. In the past 3 months, their business is up 300% at Cornhole America. Not only are they making more boards, but they're doing more tournaments. I'm going to have a live stream with Jason coming up next week to talk about this, how you can enjoy cornhole play safely in and around the area, and how you can get a set of Eric Zane Show podcast cornhole boards. He just bought a brand new CNC machine, which, like legit, was delivered yesterday. So that means he's got 2 machines running, cutting out the parts for the boards. And then his staff, he's hired new people to assemble them. You can put anything, and I mean anything, on a set of cornhole boards. If you want to check it out for yourself, go to cornholeamerica.com. Thank you, cornholeamerica.com. And, of course, Prince Arming, if you want to learn what you need to know about carrying your pistol concealed, there's classes coming up in the month of May, 616-204-1705. Reach out to Prince Arming today, 616-204-1705. All these sponsors are available on my webpage, ericzaneshow.com. The logo I have for Prince Arming takes you right to his Facebook page, which has scheduling on there. You can pay for the class right there. It's going to cost you $125 for the class. When you're done, you've got the certification. You then prove that. Take that certification to your county in Michigan. And then you register. They do a background check. Before you know it, you've got your pistol license to be able to carry it concealed. Thank you, Prince Arming. Okay. So, if you were in the community of, I have no idea where Benzie County, Michigan is. Is this in one of the faraway places, like way up north? You know where everybody's got a 1,000-yard stare? Benzie County, Michigan. Okay, that's up near Traverse City, the lakeshore, just west of Traverse City. So, yeah, you know, you probably got a lot of people with the 1,000-yard stare there. Maybe their eyes a little too close together. Most childbirths fueled by fetal alcohol syndrome, shit like that. People witnessed at around 8:21 in the area of South Schomburg Road near South Pitt Road calls of a teenage boy, a 16-year-old kid with a long sleeve sweatshirt, no pants, no underwear, walking nude in the roadway, yelling and screaming at God knows what. Cops show up. County sheriff's deputies. Hey, so-and-so, how you doing? What's going on? The guy's whacked out. The kid's whacked out on LSD. The kid charged the cop. Oh, my God. Holy shit. Well, we know that this kid obviously wasn't black because he wasn't shot dead. Police were able to subdue the teen without injury to the boy or the responding officers. Some of you are like, oh, God, fucking Eric, come on. No, it's true. Seriously, if this is a black kid, they'd have shot him right there. Police were able to determine the teen had taken hits of acid or LSD, but did not say how they discovered that information. The teen was taken to a nearby medical facility for treatment before being released to the custody of his parents. How'd you like to be the parents? They're sitting there at home, you know, in their shithole house. And the cop, hey, how you doing? We just saw you last week for the domestic violence call here. My God, how you doing? Hey, we just found your son. Oh, what's he doing now? What's he doing now? What, he's shoplifting? No. Was he caught drinking? Road drinking? Okay, is it a Dewey? All right, maybe a minor in possession. No. He was walking down the street with no pants on, screaming at the cops. He rushed the cops. He's high on LSD. We would have shot him if he was black, but he's not, so we didn't. So here you go. Parents like, holy shit. The worst I ever did at age 16 was drink. Drink and maybe smoke some pot. No, in fact, I did. I remember, I was just thinking about this the other day. Yesterday, when I was in my 12-step meeting, I thought to myself about when I actually first got drunk and that moment. And I remember exactly where I was. It was in the fall. It was either October or November because it was amazingly, there was an after school party during the week. And my friends all drank. I had never had a drink of alcohol in my life. And I drove as the designated driver. And I got there to this party and everybody started drinking and there was a keg and I had beer and I didn't like the taste of it at all, but I forced it down because everybody was drinking. That beer was more than enough to like, oh my God, this is incredible. And it was the first time I had been under the influence of anything in my entire life. From that point forward, I was hooked. I was an absolute stone cold alcoholic. It's like an allergic reaction to alcohol for me. Oh my God. That was the absolute best feeling in the entire world. And then I spent the next 10 just short of 10 years trying to replicate it every single time. Oh my God, that was crack to me. Oh, so I got shit faced and then drove. My friends are like, yeah, we thought you were going to be the designated driver. I'm like, get in, motherfucker. Shit. Yeah, it's great. Drove home, 16 years old. Oh my God. And then I spent in the next 10 years, I was like, I just thought everybody did this. This is normal. This is a normal thing to do. That day, I was on the cross country team too. We got done drinking and there was cross country practice at like 3:30, even though it was, I remember it was like a half day of school. It was a half day of school. So we started drinking like 11 or 12 o'clock and then get drunk. Practice is like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, still scheduled practice. Go home, get on my running gear, drive drunk to practice. I'm drunk doing like mile repeats. Hey, guys. Oh, my God. And I was like, what the fuck is this problem? And then the word spread that I was drunk. I'm like, holy shit, he's drunk. Can you believe this shit? He's fucking drunk. He's crazy. That was it. Never took off my pants and walked down the street with no pants on and strung out on LSD, though. Thank God. All right. Bummer for that kid. Bummer for his parents. Okay. South Carolina guy shows up at the golf course. I'm guessing this guy was drunk. A Facebook post. Posted by South Carolina's Fripp Island Golf and Beach Resort is drawing attention online due to the dangerous and strange act it depicts. Some guy on the golf course thought it would be a good idea. Okay, you see the guy picking up the alligator by the tail, okay? And it's like, how can this possibly be a thing? You know, you've heard about people doing crazy shit when they're whacked out on drugs or something like that and jump in with the alligator and the alligator eats them or something like that. Suicide by alligator. I don't know. But this guy, it looked like he was doing it for a photo op from what I'm looking at. I'll actually be able to show this to you. I'll do the screen share so you can see this ridiculous, alarming photograph. Here you go. This is it. If you see, look at the size of this alligator. This thing's like probably 8-9 feet long. It's huge. And the guy is trying to pick it up for some reason. Never, but it's when stuff like this happens that you're like, well, you know, of course we're going to hear about him getting eaten. And then it's like, you know, karma. Well, you score one for the good guys. We're actually glad that the alligator ate the guy. If someone is that stupid to do something so dumb, my God, that is absolutely just the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. But now the guy is in trouble because after the picture was taken, they posted it on their website, on their Facebook page, and they said, Fripp Island Resort would like to remind all of our residents, guests, and visitors to the club that Fripp is a wildlife habitat. Harassment, enticement, or feeding of wildlife is both illegal and dangerous. We're sharing the incident in hope that the violators will be found, not to encourage this behavior. They also noted that the South Carolina Department of Natural Resources had been contacted and was investigating the photo. Since the photo was shared, the authorities said that they found out who the guy was, and they ended up charging the guy with, and the charge is, swear to God, molesting an alligator. And doesn't that mean that he was like having sex with the alligator? If you molested an alligator or you touched the alligator's genitals? I'm not sure, but the actual charge is molesting an alligator, a misdemeanor that can include a fine or up to 30 days in prison. So they said, yeah, it's against the law. This guy is going to pay a pretty hefty price for doing this. But the safety issue is so much more serious than that. You could lose your life. Well, who cares about that with this guy? He's a complete idiot. He has no regard for his own life at all. Picking up the tail of a freaking alligator. Like, why would you even do that? Ugh. Horrible, terrible decision-making. My God. Come on, man. Okay. I want you to be thinking about Asshole of the Day. It's coming up in just a little bit. I have that. I think we may have a winner right there. I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. Patreon is going to happen a little later today after we go to court. So we have to go to court today, and then Patreon is going to happen after. perhaps an update from what happened. Hopefully it will be uneventful. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. That's when I do the companion podcast to this called the Patreon Bonus. And I go for another 30, 40 minutes. And lately I've been singing like a songbird. And the Patreon crowd has been witness to some really, really great performances. I sang the Disturbed song yesterday. I sang the Bob Seger song. It's been, and they're just like creaming over it. They're absolutely, they've requested it to be on like iTunes so that they can listen to it and add it to their playlist. So you're welcome for that. I don't think I am going to sing today. I think my voice needs a break, but it's been just great. So thanks to all the support on Patreon for my singing. None of that is true. It all sounds like shit. Thanks again to Joe Martinez at A&E Heating and Cooling, 616-516-8579. Book Joe for anything you need regarding your heating or cooling systems. Okay, if they break down, you need an install, you got a maybe you're building a home and you want Joe to do the install, reach out to A&E Heating and Cooling online at aeheatingcooling.net. If you need them for an after-hour service call, and you might, that's a drag because it always happens like Friday night, Saturday morning, Sunday. All right, that's going to cost you. Okay, you make the call, he picks it up. He's going to tell you ahead of time it's $125 just to get him to bang on your door. So you got that. So that's going to be a little bit more expensive, but he will get you up and running. A&E Heating and Cooling, 616-516-8579. You might need a car. You're going to get it at Sarah Honda Granville. Go there, check out the inventory of the brand new certified pre-owned or used inventory at Sarah Honda Granville, or shop online at sarahhondagranville.com. If you are in West Michigan, they are along Kenawa, next to the Cracker Barrel, across from the Burger King, near 44th Street, gigantic. If you're driving on 196 towards Holland, you can see it on the side of the road. They got the car stacker up there. That's where the that's where some of the inventory is in. Awesome campus. You're going to love these folks. Reach out to either Thad, T-H-A-D, or Cameron. Actually, any of them. Anyway, somebody's going to walk up to you and say, hey, can I help you? And say, yeah, Eric Zane sent me. Okay? That's what you do. SarahHondaGranville.com. Wonder if there's an update on Michael Strahan. Remember we started this podcast, and I'm like, okay, I think this is a April Fool's prank. Michael Strahan. Reveal? No, let's just say April Fool's. No, not yet. He has not yet revealed it. Well, who knows? Maybe he actually fixed it. I doubt it. He might even wait till tomorrow. Amateur day, April Fool's Day. Come on. All right. If you have an email, email of the day, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Email of the day is brought to you by my friends at Forever Lawn, West Michigan, online at foreverlawn.com/WMI. Synthetic grass for your business or your home. All right. The celestial excitement portion of the show. Some people have theorized that the planet Earth is actually two planets. You're like, what? The planet Earth, the theory is, was smashed into forever ago by another planet back in the earlier stages of the solar system when it was more like a shooting gallery. All the shit's flying around. Planets are being formed. You got the sun. Oh, my God. All these, you know, there's a lot of theories that another planet by the name of Theia, T-H-E-I-A, smashed into the Earth. And, well, obliterated it, and then it kind of recoalesced, and then the planet that hit it, a good portion of the mass, became one with the Earth. So now you have two planets all in one ball. You're like, how could that possibly be? Well, I mean, it's years of pressure and heat and gravity mixed in with this. This is also part of the theory of how the moon became the moon. Is the moon the planet or is the moon the moon? Because when this impact hit, all of that debris that shot up then formed the moon that orbits our planet. Okay, that's the theory. Scientists have been speculating about this because they are thinking that identifiable bits of the alien planet that struck the Earth way back when are still found in Earth's interior. Like they're getting proof that there's actually another planet within our planet. Not like there's another planet in there with like guys walking around going, hey, how you doing? But actually the density that they're determining in our own planet, there's like, boy, that's really weird how it is, however deep into the planet that there's that level of density. It could be that there's another planet in there, remains of another planet. Scientists believe that the same fateful impact also formed the moon, but this is the first time they've studied the specific traces of the clash, not the band, the actual clash of the planets, that remain behind in the Earth's mantle. UCLA researchers propose that Earth could actually be two planets that fused together after colliding, Earth and Theia, T-H-E-I-A. At that time, scientists said they believed that the two planetary masses mixed together uniformly. Now, an Arizona State University professor and his colleagues suggest that the mysterious dense spots in the Earth's interior are actual specific pieces of Theia, the planet, that are still intact. Wow, that is incredible. A quote from the paper that they presented to the 52nd Lunar and Planetary Science Conference. Here, we demonstrate that Theia's mantle may be several percent intrinsically denser than Earth's mantle, which enables the Theia mantle materials to sink to the Earth's lowermost mantle and accumulate into thermochemical piles that may cause the seismically observed dense areas. Now, think about that. That means that all the life forms that were on it or whatever that was there, if there were any, are then thrown into the primordial soup way back when to lead us to what we have now. That's incredible. These dense areas are continent size, large, low shear velocity provinces. The Arizona State scientists identified specific portions of Earth's interior and modeled the process by which these portions could have struck early Earth and sunk into its center. My God. So cool. How have the dense Theia material stayed intact for billions of years? It's a function of the way the Earth's mantle works, where convection circulates materials that are a certain temperature and density. The Theia materials are so dense that they sank and never floated back into the convection zone. You got to understand, the Earth is molten at the time. Okay? It's not like it is now. It hasn't cooled. It says, think of this like the stuff that accumulates in a sharp corner that's hard to reach with the vacuum cleaner. Ah, now I get it. It says, and what does it mean for these materials to stay deep inside the Earth? The continent-sized areas are the largest portions of the Earth's interior, so understanding how they formed and how they persist could help push Earth science forward. These two huge portions are located under West Africa and the Pacific Oceans and are hundreds of miles thick. My God. It says, there could also be interesting parallels to Unearth, so to speak, between these dense mantle portions and the moon because of their potentially shared origin story. That is awesome. I love this stuff, and you should too. You should love this, and you should love my singing. If you don't, you're dumb. Okay. Taking nominees for Asshole of the Day. I got my hunch on this one. I got my hunch it's going to be Dave Ramsey for Asshole of the Day. What do you think? Send him along. Raise your virtual hand in the live stream. I'll check it out in a second and consider. First off, don't forget, I'm on Cameo, doing a Cameo for you. Mother's Day is coming up. Remember Mom for Mother's Day. Sure, get her whatever you're going to get her. I don't know, have the kids make the homemade cards. But have me really, really put you in a good spot. I can lay on the charm for you, man. Trust me. I can really do a great job at this. I've done it before. Cameo for your mom. Whether it's elderly mom, whether it's the mother of your children, whether it's stepmom, hire me on Cameo. Cameo.com/Eric Zane when the time is right for Mother's Day. Okay? You'll have it, and you can show that to the mom in your life. Or the moms in your life. Cameo.com/Eric Zane. Please do it on your desktop or laptop. If you must, you can do it on the Cameo app. No other way, please. I got F45 in Byron Center. You're working out. You want to get strong. You want to get fast. You want to have that heart and lungs. You want to increase that flexibility. You want to live longer. You got to work out. You got to move. Don't sit around and do nothing, damn it. Do something. F45, they're going to work you. And you're going to love it, too. Misery Loves Company at F45 in Byron Center, Michigan. Online at F45training.com/Byron Center. Sign up for 1 week free at that website and then go there and utilize it. Pay for it, use it, get stronger, get faster, get healthier. You've got coaches there. They're going to help you every step of the way. It's safe. It's awesome. It's F45 in Byron Center. If you need a mortgage, as you know, the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage is ready to go. 231-332-6505. Call Mario for a mortgage. And last but certainly not least, get your guns repaired at BK Guns and Stuff. Check out their Facebook page by clicking on their logo at ericzaneshow.com. Thank you. All right. Asshole of the day. Kenny, without Dave Ramsey, the pizza lady. But seriously, Dave Ramsey need to be judged same as he's been judging. Well, that might make us like him, though, wouldn't it, Kenny? I guess so. Well, all right, we're sinners. Can sin be asshole of the day? Jason says, as much as I disagree with an employer having say over their personal lives, such as the situation with Dave Ramsey, I'm going to have to go with Pizza Hut lady because I really can't stand Karen's and Chad's, Zumach, and how this society embraces him. That's a good point. Kent says, I guess I missed it. What did Dave Ramsey do? In case you don't know, you can look at this full story in the comments of the audio podcast or in the news. Dave fires people for having premarital sex. Woman got pregnant. She says, "You're firing me because I got pregnant. You can't do that." He goes, "No, I'm firing you because you had premarital sex." All right, Dave is an asshole for doing that. But I think Dave is better overall as a human being. So I'm going to have to give Dave an honorable mention. All right. Pizza Hut Karen. You got Pizza Hut Karen is a nominee. Dave Ramsey. Michael Strahan. Who else can we nominate? Let's see here. The guy who tried to molest the alligator. I don't know if you can make the kid on LSD an asshole. That's about it. I am going to go with Pizza Hut Karen today. It's just too much. It's just horrible. Dave will get a verbal honorable mention, but congratulations to Pizza Hut Karen. Asshole of the Day is brought to you by TC Paintball and JM Synthetics. As always, TC Paintball, that's for fun. JM Synthetics, that's for lubricants, AMSOIL products. You can get that at jmsynthetics.com. Okay. Well, wish Jason and I luck today. We'll be heading out down the road. We've got an 11:30 appointment with the judge. 11:30 Eastern time, and I'll be back on the Patreon to tell you all about it, unless, of course, something crazy happens. I think we'll be okay, though. I appreciate you guys for checking the podcast out, as always. I'm going to leave it right there, though. Thank you so much. Till next time. It's the Eric St. Joe Podcast. Bye-bye.